Come out, I challenge you. There was no answer from the dark castle. So Adamantius waited. He waited for days. And every day he would get up at dawn and cry forth, "Come out! Come out! I challenge you!" But there was no answer. And on the 10th day, as darkness was falling, the great gates of the dark castle opened. And with a great fury, smoke, and thunder rode forth the champion of the Evil One. And Adamantius said, "Begone! You are not the Evil One. I have no quarrel with you." But the champion of the Evil One made no answer. And he rode up to Adamantius and took out a great sword and struck a mighty blow. Adamantius lay on the ground. Evil One stood over him and said, "You have no business here. These are the lands and people of my master." Adamantius replied, "You are deluded. He is manipulating you." Great sword again. But Adamantius twisted out of the way. He stood up, pulled forth his battle axe, and said, "So be it then, have at!" And they fought. Across the plain. They fought up in the hills behind the castle. They fought through the night. And as dawn broke the next day, they stood on the edge of a cliff. Both were weary from the battle. And Adamantius said, "Yield now, I will not kill you." But the champion of the Evil One merely looked at him and laughed. And he rushed at Adamantius. And both of them fell off the cliff. Down, 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 down. To the rocks below. Red glowing eyes inside the dark hood, he realized it was the evil one himself. And he said, "You shall not stand." The evil one said nothing, but stretched forth his hand. Stones of the earth, I call upon you. Spirits of the sky, ancestors of my ancestors, felt the connection between the earth and the heavens, and it was him, and it flowed through him, and he rose up into the air, looking down at the evil one, and he said, "You have no power here." The stones of the earth, the ancestors of my ancestors, the spirits of the sky cast you out. And the evil one crumpled before him and lay on the ground. Slowly fading to nothing. And when the evil one had vanished, the dark clouds that hid overcast the sky for years broke open, and light shone down on the land. And where the evil one had lain, sprouted a silver tree, a sapling, which grew forth quickly, and in minutes it was hundreds of feet tall, glowing brightly with the power of the stones of the earth and the ancestors of his ancestors and the spirits of the sky. And the light from the silver tree radiated outward, and life spread back across the land. Fire chariot and rode back into the sky. But as he left, he told the people, "Should the evil one return, call upon the stones of the earth and the ancestors of my ancestors and the spirits of the sky.